want to touch her, take the time to really look at her. But she's moving too quickly for that. As she breezes past me to look at the living room, the bedroom, and the bathroom. She's everywhere at once, invading the whole suite with her lightly spiced perfume, her voice, and her laughter. This place is nice. I love it. Finally, Isabel stops for a minute. She smiles and kisses me again, this time for longer. With her brown hair and subtly outlined lips, she is stunning. I'm fascinated and intimidated at the same time. "I'm so happy you're here," she says, kissing me harder, almost violently. She continues to kiss me hungrily, then licks my neck and runs her hands down my torso. Crouching down, she opens my fly and boldly grabs my penis. She strokes it roughly for a few seconds, then puts the whole thing in her mouth, all while holding my gaze with her shining green eyes. I'm flattened against the door, my heart pounding, my jeans around my ankles, my penis trapped in her mouth. This wasn't exactly how I imagined our first meeting would go. She sucks me hard as I stroke her hair. I want to go slower, to take the time to touch her and hold her, so I try to make her stop. "No, I like it," she laughs, taking me back into her mouth. So, I leave her to it, letting myself enjoy the movements of her lips and tongue. I sway and bend in pleasure. She pulls at my legs, forcing me deeper into her mouth, sucking loudly. I'm helpless to resist, stunned by the noises and sensations. I realize that she's not trying to bring me to orgasm, but she's trying to get me hard, as if preparing me for war. Apparently satisfied with my state of arousal, she lets me go and takes off her clothes, all except for a black lace thong. She summons me, her voice dripping with desire. She sits down on one of the armchairs and turns to face me. Totally naked now, I walk towards her, shivering in anticipation. I run my hands over her skin, her face, her quivering lips, her breasts, her stomach. Unable to resist any longer, I crouch down, take off her thong, and begin to kiss her between her legs. I lick and bite. I feel her get wetter, sighing and moaning as I devour her, but her appetite hasn't been satisfied yet. "Take me," she commands between gasps. I put on a condom and slowly enter her, gripping her buttocks to go deeper. Now joined, we discover each other, challenge each other, find each other. Our hands are everywhere, exploring without hesitation. We give our bodies to each other as we examine this new dimension of our previously virtual relationship. We have the same needs, the same thirst for passion and pleasure. We fall to the floor, and I position her in front of me, ready to take her from behind. Holding her hips, I slide into her again. I pull out and thrust back in, harder this time. She cries out her appreciation and I speed up, turned on by her pleasure. I thrust and groan enthusiastically. Then, wanting to prolong her pleasure, I pull out and enter her with my tongue instead. Sucking and licking, I sever her like a feast. My fingers explore inside her, maintaining her ecstasy. Then, grabbing her breasts, I thrust back inside her. "Harder," she implores. I feel powerful and alive as our bodies slam together violently. I pull her hair and she arches her spine, turning to look at me with a knowing smile. "Fuck me in the arse," she demands. A wave of excitement washes over me at her crude words and dominating stare. I'm ready behind her. I spank her and then I penetrate her in a rush of pleasure. I gently force myself into the tight hole, intent on making her scream. Gritting her teeth, she moves her pelvis to help me go deeper. "Oh, that's good. Yes, keep going." Prompted by her words, I launch into a frenetic rhythm, thrusting with all my strength. She bends and cries out at the force of my movements. Her shouts of "Oh my God" alternate with my powerful thrusts. I speed up, spurred on by the incredible feeling that she's mine, not wanting to let her go.